Translation. Therefore, I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. Please repeat. Therefore, I order every man within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this connection, there is a song by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. E neche ashodi maya nasi baro lagi, harinama mahamantra lao tumi magi, bhakti vinoda prabhu charane padiya, se harinama mantra lai aila magiya. The Sankirtan movement has been introduced by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to dispel the illusion of Maya, by which everyone in this material world thinks himself to be a product of matter and therefore to have many duties pertaining to the body. Actually, the living entity is not his material body. He is spirit soul. He has a spiritual need to be eternally blissful and full of knowledge. But unfortunately, he identifies himself with the body, sometimes as a human being, sometimes as an animal, sometimes a tree, sometimes an aquatic, sometimes a demigod, and so on. Thus, with each change of body, he develops a different type of consciousness with different types of activities, and thus becomes increasingly entangled in material existence, transmigrating perpetually from one body to another. Under the spell of Maya or illusion, he does not consider the past or future, but is simply satisfied with the short lifespan that he has gotten for the present. To eradicate this illusion, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has brought the Sankirtan movement, and he requests everyone to accept and distribute it. A person who is actually a follower of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur must immediately accept the request of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by offering respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet and thus beg from him the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. If one is fortunate enough to beg from the Lord this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, his life is successful. Therefore, I order every man within the universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Si Garave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Vancha Kalpadarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhaivacha Vatitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. So, requesting the blessings of all the Vaishnavas, specifically Tattvavit Prabhu, our senior Vaishnava sitting there, an editor from the BBT, and especially back to Godhead, who is with us, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada, a very famous verse, with tremendous instruction, and in our disciplic succession we have two types of individuals, those that are Bhajananandis and those that are Goshtiyanandis. So if we just look at the pictures at the top there, and you know, Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj is not there, but he is a Bhajananandi. And we have Gaur Kishodas Babaji Maharaj, again another Bhajananandi. But the other three that we have here, Bhaktivinod Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj, and Srila Prabhupada, they're all Goshtiyanandis, very much in line with this verse of not simply receiving Krishna consciousness, but distributing it. And as Mahaprabhu puts it, that's his order. So I thought today we'll just look at the lives of these three individuals, the Goshtiyanandis, and their purport to this verse, because in Prabhupada's purport he's quoting Bhaktivinoda Thakur's song, Arundhaya Kirtan, Aneche Ashodivai. That's the Arundhaya Kirtan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So there was a very famous man, his name was Shishir Kumar Ghosh, and he was the editor and founder of a magazine. It was called the Amrita Bazaar Patrika, and he was a very good friend of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And he writes that I have not seen the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, but I consider you to be the seventh Goswami. So that's where the term seventh Goswami comes from. It's from him. And the book by Rupa Vilas is there. It's called The Seventh Goswami. It's from this comment of Shishir Kumar Ghosh, that Bhaktivinoda Thakur certainly was the seventh Goswami. One time, some individuals had come to see Prabhupada in India. An Indian gentleman had come to see him, and they had asked him for blessings. And Prabhupada, he looked up at the gentleman and he stared for 20 seconds at him, not saying anything. Now that's quite frightening. And Prabhupada then he burst out and he said, I have a big headache to spread this movement all over the world. Please take some of my headache and then you will get my full blessings. So that's in line with this verse and purport today, that taking Krishna consciousness but giving it to others. So that was interesting. I don't know whether the gentleman agreed, but he didn't get the blessings until he would take part in the Krishna consciousness movement. Blessings were not so cheap. Prabhupada, in the purport here, he's quoting one line of the verse of the Arundhaya Kirtan. And Arundhaya Kirtan is in two parts by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And the first part, anyone know what the first part is called? The first part is very famous. It's called Udilo Aruna. Everyone remembers that. And the second part, which Prabhupada is quoting from here, is called Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago. That song. So two parts to the song. So Prabhupada is in the purport mentioning and quoting especially the second half of the song. So I thought today we'll run through that song. And we'll look at it from... because that song really is a summary of the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. As are all the songs of the Vaishnavacharyas. The Vaishnavacharyas were singing so many songs, and they were specifically inner longings, but within those songs, they have summarized the entire Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. Everything is summarized within it. So here's the first part of the Udilo Arana, and I'll read the and everyone knows that song. Udilo Aruna Purababhaje Dvijamani Gora Amani Jage. So that's a very famous song. We often and Prabhupada very much he loved to sing all these different songs. So here's the translation of the first part, which is very nice. When the rising sun appeared in the east, the jewel of the twice-born Lord Gaurasunda awakened. And taking his devotees with him, he went all over the countryside, towns and villages, and played the madanga, and the cymbals chimed in time. Lord Gauranga's shimmering golden features danced, and his footbells jingled. All the devotees chanted the names Mukunda, Madhava, Yadava, and Hari, their mouths being filled with the vibrations. They would announce to the still sleeping people, because this is meant to be sung at dawn. It says Udila Arana is kirtans to be sung at dawn. So it's based on that. So they are saying that everyone is still sleeping. And that's so true, isn't it? We may get up to come here in the morning at 4 or whatever. And you can be sure that the rest of the street is sleeping. Rest of the street is definitely, and maybe even at 7 if you come, the rest of the street might still be sleeping. And on a Sunday, you may come here at 10 o'clock and the rest of the street is still sleeping. Shishi Radha Gokula Nanda Ki Jai. Of course, we would get worried if the rest of the temple was still sleeping then. At any of those times. So he, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he carries on. You spend your nights uselessly sleeping and your days decorating your bodies. You've achieved such a rare human body, but you do not care for this gift. You remain not serving the darling of Yashoda, and slowly falling through your last moments to death. With every rising and setting of the sun, a day passes and is lost. Then why do you remain idle not to serve the Lord of your heart? This temporary life is full of various miseries. Take shelter of the holy name as your only business. To penetrate the darkness of ignorance and bless everyone's heart, the holy name has arisen like the shining sun. Drink the pure nectar of the holy name. There is nothing but the name to be had in the 14 worlds. It has filled the soul of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So I think there is many statements that are made often. And one of them is that the safest place in all the 14 worlds, based on this song, is the kirtanam which we have here. There is no safer place in the 14 worlds. And to be here in the morning, whether it's the morning Mangalarti kirtan or the 7 o'clock kirtan or the evening kirtan, there is no safer place in the 14 worlds. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking on that. So that's the first part of the Arundhaya kirtan, which is called Udilo Arana. And Prabhupada, he's quoting the second part, and I thought we'll look at that as well. You know, the heart, after reading that, the heart of a Vaishnava, it bleeds to see the suffering of the jivas. Or at least it should do. At least it should do. In the material world, he knows that they've been suffering here since time immemorial, devoid of Krishna consciousness, entrapped in this world of me and mine. So a Vaishnava, he is called para dukkha dukhi. That he sees the suffering of other living entities. And this verse is so amazing that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ordering every man and woman. English is like that, so it says every man, but every man, woman, child, everyone to take this Krishna consciousness movement and give it to others. Give it to others. Because a Vaishnava, his heart is filled with tremendous compassion. Tremendous compassion. Prabhupada, when in 73, when he was at Berry Place and they were having a launch at a hotel for the Bhagavad Gita, the Macmillan Bhagavad Gita, which was there at that time. They'd organized a big gathering with reporters and others and so on. So at that time, was very excited because to have such a gathering in London was very big. So he had requested Ashtashaki Mataji to come and cook for this event in the hotel. So he called her to his room and he asked for the menu. He said, "What will you cook? These are very important people that are coming. Reporters, others and so on." So she suggested a Western menu because they were all Western people that would be coming. And Prabhupada said, "No, I think they will like Indian menu." So he said, chapatis, dal, rice. And then finally they came to the sweet. And Ashtashaki said that cake or biscuits would be something they'll identify with. Now that's quite something because it's 1973, isn't it? There were not so many Indian restaurants, perhaps even, so people wouldn't be. The most popular food is Chinese and Indian in this country, by the way, just to let you know. Now everybody knows all of these things. So, and Prabhupada said, "No, we will have gulab jamuns," which is as foreign as you can get, I think, for someone who's never seen them. Because how do you eat them? And you know, variety of things. So anyway, they cooked and they took it down to the gathering. And when they were at the gathering, Prabhupada said, "Well, actually, before the program, I want to eat." So they forgot to bring his plate. Prajumna, I think, was the secretary and the scholar, forgot to bring his plates and everything else. Anyway, Prabhupada ate in plastic plates at that time. They weren't looking at biodegradables in 73, I'm sure. So, and then finally he had the gulab jamuns. So he ate one, and you know they were warm, and he ate two and three, and then from wherever they were downstairs to wherever Prabhupada was, you know, they said four, and then Prajumna, he came and he said, "Prabhupada wants another one." So the cooks started getting worried. "Are you sure it's not you who are eating when not Prabhupada?" Get worried, Prabhupada eating five gulab. Anyway, Prabhupada went all the way to nine gulab jamuns. And when they went to see him, he had just finished his nine one, but he'd only eaten half. So Prajumna, he took it, and the cooks, they also wanted it, because they thought, let's have some remnants, and Prabhupada took it back. And he said, "Prajumna, you wrap this up. When we get back to Berry Place, I'll finish it then." So, next time you're eating a gulab jamun, you can think of this pastime. So anyway, then they finished the program. It was wonderful. Coming back to our verse. And as they were driving back to Berry Place, Prabhupada began to cry. And then the devotees got worried. They thought they had made some blunder and something must have gone wrong. And they asked Prabhupada, "What have we done wrong? What is it that we've done wrong?" And Prabhupada was still crying. And he said, "Don't you see them? And they were wondering what Prabhupada was saying. And then they asked again, "See who?" Then Prabhupada said, "Don't you see them?" So they didn't get the riddle. So anyway, Prabhupada was in his room, so the devotees asked to see him because they were very worried they had offended Prabhupada. And when they entered his room and they asked Prabhupada, "Why were you crying?" And Prabhupada said that he saw at that time all, it was a very warm summer's day in the evening, the sun was still out, you know, the days are very long here, until 9 in the summer. So Prabhupada said, he said, "Did you not see them?" He said, "They were all walking as if they are very happy in London." And Prabhupada had such immense compassion. He said, "They do not know that they are not happy." And Prabhupada, out of compassion, was crying. And then again, in the room, Prabhupada began to cry. Prabhupada was crying in his room. So, just like this verse. The Vaishnava is para dukkha dukhi. And he, just like Prabhupada here, he feels great compassion. We might just philosophically feel it when we see the living entities, but Prabhupada actually felt it thoroughly. That he felt that actually no one is really happy and we have an urgent need to give Krishna consciousness. So the song in the Arundhaya Kirtan, the second part is called Jeev Jago, and it's from Gitavali. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he begins that song, Jeev Jago, Gora Chandra Bole, Kota Nidra Jao Maya, Pisha Chirakula. He says, wake up, sleeping souls. Why are you sleeping on the witch, on the lap of the witch Maya? And you know, we are thinking that we are sleeping on a bed of roses. But this song is reminding us, and Prabhupada is reminding us, that actually it's not a bed of roses, it's a bed of thorns. It's a bed of thorns. Millions of lives were wasted just in sleeping. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is shouting out, "Get up! Wake up, wake up, sleeping souls. Bajiye baliye e samsara bitare, bhuliye rahi tumi avidya bhare. You've forgotten the way of devotional service and are lost in the world of birth and death." And I was recently reading some articles from the Telegraph. And it speaks on this principle that, you know, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is speaking about, you've forgotten the ways of devotional service. And Prabhupada, in crying that people are just walking, they've forgotten about their relationship with Krishna. There is a medical term called amnesia. And in 2013, two ladies, for different reason, one lady, she was at work and she fell and she hit her head on the floor. And when she got up, she had lost 12 years of memory and she couldn't remember anything for 12 years. Another lady, she had some infection, and when she woke up the next morning, she had lost 20 years of memory, wiped out. And they call it, I think there's about four different varieties of amnesia which exist. So it's quite interesting. This lady was 60 and she'd lost 20 years and she couldn't remember the grandchildren. Another lady was 40 and she couldn't remember the birth of her children, their names or anything. Amnesia is like that. So this song is reminding us that, imagine, it's a phenomena that happens in this world, amnesia. You just forget. You totally forget who you are. So similarly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is reminding us that we've forgotten that we're eternal servants of Krishna. We're also suffering from that amnesia. Tumare laite amai ami hainyavata ami dina bandhu arke ache tumara. I have descended just to save you. Other than myself, you have no friend in this world. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking. Isn't it Krishna similarly in the Gita? What does he say? 5th chapter. Suridam Sarva Bhutanam. That I am the only well-wishing friend of all living entities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is similarly giving that same principle. There is often an analogy given of a blind man who's in a prison, and after serving a whole life sentence, it's a huge prison, the jailer comes and he opens the door. And he opens the door and he says, now you're free to go. Only one door in a huge vast prison. So the man is blind. So he figures out, well, how can I find the door? So what he does is that he starts touching the walls. And he knows that when there is a gap in the wall, that's the door to freedom. That'll be the door to freedom. So he starts walking, 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 thinking, my God, I've spent my entire life in this jail. Finally, there'll be freedoms. And finally, as he's getting to the door, you know what happens? There's some flies which are hovering around him. And he, you know, it gets a bit irritating after a while when there are flies hovering around. So what he does is that he says, wait a minute, the door can come any moment. But it's so irritating that he starts doing this and keeps on walking. And the door misses him. And he says, wait a minute, the door may have come. He puts his hands. It's still the wall. He says, okay, the door didn't come. He starts walking again. All the way around, round. And finally gets near the door. But you know, when it's getting near the door, you know what happens? You know one of these scratchings that you get in the back here? Anyone have those? It's right here, you know. And you know, it's embarrassing when you're in a gathering, of variety of gatherings that you might be in. But when it's there, you know, it gets to such a stage of itching that you think, I can't take it anymore. And you forget all the etiquettes in the room and you start doing all sorts of things like this. So this gentleman, when he got to the door, the itching got to such a stage that he said, and he kept on walking and he said, where's the door? He puts his hand. It's the wall again. So this analogy is really part of this song. That there are, this prison represents 8,400,000 species of life. And the door is the human form of life. And whenever we come to it, we have the opportunity, as it's given in this song, to reconnect with Krishna. But the flies of Maya or the itchings of madness, they come along and they tell us, not now, later on. Later on, they distract us from being released from this jail. And as in our verse today, to take it back to our verse, the last verse which is being sung, what was the last verse of the song? Anyone? Very famous, we always quote it all the time. Eneche ashodi maya nasi barulagi, and it's quoted in today's purport. Harinama mahamantra lao tumi magi bhakati vinod prabhu charane pariya se harinama mantra lao magiya. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's saying, Eneche ashodi maya, I have brought this medicine to relieve you from this disease of maya. This disease of illusion, it's the Maha Mantra. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I fall at the Lord's lotus feet, having taken shelter of the holy name, the Maha Mantra. You know, whenever you're sick, what does the doctor normally say? Nobody goes to a doctor here? Medication. You know, well, we have a doctor amongst us at the back there. The doctor, what do they normally say? Every time I go to doctors, they say, take these 2 tablets 4 times a day. Generally, it ends in that. Whatever the discussion is, don't eat this and take these 2 4 times a day. It's never changed from 2 4 times a day. I don't know where that formula's come from, but it's always the same. So Mahaprabhu, he has also the formula, the same thing. A doctor will tell you, first of all, restrictions on things that you can't do. Diet generally is the thing. Can't eat this, can't eat this, can't do this. But what do? You take these tablets. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very similarly giving us restrictions. So we have our restrictions, no meat, no fish, no eggs, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. But what do? Instead of 2 4 times a day, 16 rounds a day. Here they are. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ultimate doctor, the ultimate surgeon, the ultimate consultant. And our diseases is the ultimate disease of illusion, which we need to deal with. So this song wonderfully speaks on it. And he says, Aineche Ashodhi Maya. And you know, medicine is bitter. It's always bitter. When the Kalangana gives me this amla juice in the morning, and it is bitter. Oh! You take one of those and you can't taste anything for 3 hours, you know? All the senses are numbed by it. You can't taste anything for 3 hours. And similarly, medicine is very bitter, but you have to take it. And very nicely, Prabhupada gives the example of anyone? To do with medicine. Jaundice. When you're diseased and you have jaundice, you become very yellow and everyone else looks yellow. So you're diseased and you think everyone else is diseased as well. And the cure for jaundice is? Yeah, when you take sugar candy, it tastes very bitter. Anything sweet tastes very bitter, but it's the cure. So similarly, the holy name, when we chanted it, tastes very bitter. Isn't it? Is there anyone here that's really in Japa period, we're struggling. We're struggling whether it's one round or 16 rounds or 2 hours. It's a struggle. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as this verse is speaking on, that he came to deliver one and all. And he began by delivering everyone by the greatest example, by being born on a particular day. And that was the lunar eclipse. And the Acharyas comment on this, that simply by being born on the lunar eclipse, all the Nadiyavasis, all the inhabitants, including those that were Mohammedans, Malechas, Yavanas, they all go to the Ganga and they bathe. And they all chant Hari, whether it's really chanting it or jokingly. So everyone was chanting Hari, 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 jokingly. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as he arrived in this world, he got everyone onto the Namabhas stage. Amazingly, isn't it? They were all on Namabhas. They all arrived on Namabhas stage, amazingly. Everyone was on Namabhas. And he delivered all of them simply by that. But he didn't stop there because he wanted to deliver the animals, the birds, the reptiles, opportunity for everyone to be delivered. And in Lochandas Thakur, in his song, in his bhajan, Gaur Nityanandar Daya, he says something very interestingly. He says, Pashu Paki Jure Pashane Vidari Shune Yandra Guna Gatha. Which means that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was moving through the Jarakanda forest, He made the animals, the birds, the beasts, the reptiles, everyone chant Hare Krishna and dance. Pashi Pure. This is very, very interesting. That even the stone began to melt. The stone-like hearts of the living entities, they were melting. Of the animals, they began to melt simply by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And of course, even stone was melting. What to speak about the stone-like hearts of the living entities? But even stone began to melt. Where did it melt? Anyone? Which part of? In Alalanath. Remember? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was missing Lord Jagannath. When Jagannath, after the Snan Yatra, no one can take darshan of Jagannath. So Mahaprabhu was missing him tremendously. So he went to Alalanath. Because he was missing him so much. But of course he had the darshan there of the deity. But when he was missing Jagannath so much, he lied down on a rock and the rock melted. So Mahaprabhu just doesn't melt the rock-like, stone-like hearts of the living entities, but he also melts the rock. And that you'll see in Alalanath, his entire body imprint is there. And what was the instructions that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu he gave? Because here he's telling us to take this Krishna, every single living entity should become Krishna conscious in this universe. So this, in how to do this, in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, this instruction is given very, very nicely. Anyone remember that one? When he's speaking to Lord Nityananda and he's speaking to Haridas in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sutta always quotes it in... Yes, yes. Yes, he says, Suno Suno Nityananda, Suno Haridas, Pratigargar Gya Koro E Bhiksha. Which means, listen Nityananda, listen Haridas. Let my command be known everywhere. Go Gare Gare, same in Hindi, Gujarati, Sanskrit, Gare, go from Bengali, go from house to house and beg from all the residents. And what does he say next? Sutapa knows it, but he's not saying, I know. But yes, he says, Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Koro Krishna Siksha. Please chant the name of Krishna, worship Krishna, and teach others to follow Krishna's instruction. So that's very, very interesting. That's straight from the Chaitanya Bhagavat, which is... And when Nityananda Prabhu was preaching and he would go to the houses, what would he say then? This is the art of preaching. This is all the art of preaching. He says, Bolo Krishna, Bajo Krishna, Loho Krishna Nam. So he's Lord Nityananda and Haridas, they would go out and they would tell everyone, chant Krishna, worship Krishna and accept Krishna's holy name from others. And then they would conclude it by Krishna Mata, Krishna Pita, Krishna Dhana Pran. That Krishna is your mother, Krishna is your father, Krishna is the treasure of your life breath. This is from Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Lila. So we want to get everyone to chant Krishna's name, and that's very, very important. But you know, within the Ajamil story, there are 8 effects given to chanting the holy name. They're very interesting, all of them. And the Ajamil story reminds us, actually, that if we are not careful in our spiritual practices, then the mission of Krishna consciousness that we have may have an intermission. If we're not careful in our spiritual practices, you know, we all have a mission for Krishna consciousness. If we're not careful, there'll be an intermission. And believe me, no one's going to be bringing the popcorn around. Like in the cinemas, there'll be a real intermission. No Krishna at that time. One of the effects which is mentioned in that story is Sarva Bhava Prabhav, which is that the holy name is effective in all circumstances, in all conditions. Sankityam Parihasyam Va. That whether it's jokingly said, as we just mentioned, that the Yavanas, they were chanting Hari Hari, but they were jokingly saying it. But it's so effective, so effective. Gauranga Prabhu tells the story of how, whilst he was working in Pune, one of the devotees, at that time the Ayodhya situation was going on in the Ram Janmabhoomi. So there was a way, instead of saying Namaste, good morning, any of these things, everyone in India, they were using the term Jai Shri Ram. That was just a way of saying it, because it was such an issue. So this devotee who was working in these offices in Pune, he noticed that somebody walked in and he said to another devotee, another person who was there, they said, Jai Shri Ram. And the other person said, Jai Shri Ram. So this devotee who was working there said, my God, they are devotees of Ram. I must preach to them. So he went up to this person and he said to him, here's a book about Lord Ram and his teachings. And the man said, oh, no, I'm not interested in these things. He said, no, you must be, because I just heard you say Jai Shri Ram. He said, no, I was only joking. I was only joking about this Jai Shri Ram. And the devotee said, well, I'm not joking. I want you to have this book. He said, I don't want it. He said, I want you to have it. This is Lord Nityananda tactics, I think, you know, same thing. So anyway, finally, to keep him away, he took the book. So he took the book and he read it. And he became very interested. And in due course, from this little gathering, two devotees were made that were working in that company. Who were they? Anyone know? The devotee was Radhe Shyam. And Radhe Shyam's friend, who was living in his flat with him, he started preaching to him because he said, this man came and gave me this book. And that friend was Gauranga Prabhu. So even to this day, Radhe Shyam says that joking of Jai Shri Ram was a very expensive joke. I had to give up everything. I had to give up everything. Indirectly, it has such potency that it can do so much. You know, in looking at the different, we said we would look at Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So now, just very briefly, I'm going to finish dead on 9 because we have a lot going on today. There is a coach leaving for Brighton for the Rath Yatra, and we're speaking about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. It was him who mentioned in a letter that there should be a Rath Yatra in Brighton. Why he picked Brighton, I don't know, but we do Brighton Rath Yatra. We do Brighton Rath Yatra. I think he looked at the map of England and he was looking at various things. So he said, like in a coastal town like Brighton. So that's why they started the Brighton Rath Yatras. And it is always sunny on the Brighton Rath Yatra. You know, it was raining yesterday. So it seems to have Bhaktisiddhanta's great mercy on there. And we also have a lot of courses going on. It's the beginning of all our courses. We have Bhakti Shastra beginning. Anyone doing Bhakti Shastra here? It begins today, and I think 30, 40 people are on that. We also have Gita Life, which Sutta Prabhu does. And it's generally we take 40 people. I think they have registered 90 so far, and maybe another 30 will be waiting at the door. I don't know. But it's Gita Life. It's all about the Gita. Sutta Prabhu obviously speaks very well and attracts a lot of people. One of the best speakers in ISKCON, I would say, worldwide. Mother Kalangan and myself and Pranamanda, we went to his sangha last night and he spoke on the Bhagavatam, and we were speechless when he finished. He speaks tremendously well. He has imbibed. So he's doing Gita Life, and also we have Explore. How many people for Explore? I don't know. 30, 40. So amazing education. This is all part of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, that we want to systematically educate everyone. Because just to read the book is not sufficient. You can't get it. You don't get it. You know, you have to go to a school. So we have a college here. So that's amazing as well. So that's going on. We're also beginning our... the sabbatical devotees are all going to India. And he must be one of them. I think. And we're also saying Hari Bol. So there's a group, six devotees are going to India for 3 months, so that's amazing. Also, Jagapriya, we're beginning the Bhakti course? January. The Bhakti course is beginning? I think the Bhakti course begins. We're beginning the Bhakti course as well. So that's something that's beginning here as well. Just on Krishna consciousness. And you know, from this perspective, all of us are here to preach. It's not that those that are going out every day, they're preaching. They may be on the front line. But so many people from the front line will be inviting devotees to come here. And it's the duty of everyone in this building to have a smile, as Lord Nityananda and Haridas were doing, to say Hare Krishna to people. Take them on a tour. It's not one person's duty. It's everyone's duty. Everyone's duty. So we can all preach. Whether it's the gardens, whether it's the cows, that's all preaching. Whether it's cooking for the deities, whether it's dressing the deities. When somebody comes here and he thinks, this is amazing, that's preaching. Because the initial contact that everyone has on the street is that if they come to one of our centers, there is utopia. There is the spiritual world. And if they come here and they find that everyone here is morose like everyone else on the streets, no one is smiling, and the deities don't look amazing, and the gardens look a mess, and there is litter everywhere, what is the difference? What is the use of our preaching then? So people will think their philosophy and the practice is different, let me go to another organization. Prachar and achar, and that's what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur would speak about as the next one of our Goshti Anandis. Someone approached him and they asked him that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had said that Krishna consciousness will spread to every town and village. How will we fulfill the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to every town and village, as it's in today's verse? And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you know what he said? Anyone? He said, this is not our mission. My God. He said, we want to spread Krishna consciousness to everyone's heart. That is our mission. That includes every town and village. But he said, we want to spread it to everyone's heart. That will have tremendous impact. And looking at the next Goshti Anandi that we have, Prabhupada. And Prabhupada had an invitation. And a devotee knew that he loved mangoes. And he invited him to a tropical retreat. I think it was Hawaii, where there are many wonderful mangoes. I have not been to Hawaii, but I am told the mangoes are very good. So he wrote to Prabhupada, and Prabhupada at the same time had an invitation to Moscow, finally getting to Moscow. So Prabhupada, he said that I will go to Moscow instead, because preaching in the snows of Russia will be sweeter than the sweetest mango in wherever you were inviting me. So this was Very interesting. Very interesting. And this week, on Monday, we were being reminded that it was the time when Prabhupada set foot in America. Prabhupada's arrival in America. Mahesh Pandiji from America here. Wonderful to have you and his wife. So Prabhupada, he came, if you remember the story of Captain Pandya, when they first arrive, they arrive in Boston Harbor, and Prabhupada takes that walk with Captain Pandya, and Captain Pandya said, let me take you on a walk to Boston Harbor. And Prabhupada, he saw the restaurants, the nightclubs, the roads. And what was historical about this occasion was that Prabhupada had set foot in America. But also it was historical because he began to write a poem, which he then completed on the boat later on. It was called... Anyone? Yes. Preaching Krishna Consciousness in America, I think is how you translate it. And if you read that poem of Prabhupada, he is saying exactly the same thing as in today's verse. Try and bring it back to today's verse. That everyone here is covered by the modes of material nature, ignorance and passion. How will I preach to them? What will I say to them? Wonderful array of prayers. If you get a moment, have a look at them. I was going to read them out, but my time is going to run out any moment now. So Prabhupada had that great compassion, as mentioned in this verse. Prabhupada very much wanted to give Krishna consciousness, but he didn't know what he would do. So he was praying that you make me an instrument to say the right things to these people, because he'd never been there. So Prabhupada was the other Goshti Nandi that we wanted to speak about, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he speaks about in concluding four things that sustain our spiritual life, as given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks on this. Anyone? Four things. They maintain our spiritual life, they supply our spiritual life, and they tell us to distribute our spiritual life. The first one is called Namaruchi, which means that our sadhana, we should chant, we should take care of our own spiritual life. And that's the process of sadhana. So Namaruchi and Sadhu Sangha, they maintain our spiritual life. The association of devotees will encourage us to have good sadhana. So that's maintenance. And then to continue supplying us, then the next part is called Vaishnava Seva that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about. That to fill our spiritual bank, we need a lot of blessings and mercy, and that means you have to serve the Vaishnavas. Very important part. Serving the Vaishnavas, isn't it? A very simple part of serving the Vaishnavas is to serve prasadam, actually. But it's always difficult to find people. Everyone is busy. Although the Siddhanta is that. To serve the Vaishnavas. It's one way to serve the Vaishnavas. There's many ways. And finally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaks about distribution of Krishna consciousness. So he says, Jiva Daya. That you should have compassion or do something good for others. And then two parts to it. We should help others in a variety of ways. Whether it's materially, somebody needs help in some way. Krishna consciousness has many aspects to it. It's not that we don't have the humanitarian or the philanthropic side to us. If someone has fallen down on the road, you say, well, that's not spiritually helping them. I'm not going to help them up. Or the English classic is, help the old lady cross the road. It's a classic. And we think, well, that's nothing to do with spiritual life, so I'm not going to do it. So Jivadaya means helping on all levels, actually. But specifically, as mentioned in this verse today, it's about the principle of giving Krishna consciousness to others. So here's the verse again. Therefore, I order every man. So Mahaprabhu is saying, I order. He's not saying I request, or perhaps, maybe. He's saying I order. It's about the few places where he orders things. He says, I order every man and woman and child within this universe to accept this Krishna consciousness movement and distribute it everywhere. And in concluding, when Prabhupada was leaving this world, Giriraj Maharaj had conversations with him, and he said, how will this movement go on? And then the devotees were saying purity, someone said chanting, someone said book distribution. So these were all good things. They were all going on. But at that time, Prabhupada, he quoted two things, how the society will go on. Two ways. Anyone? Yes, please tell us. I wanted to ask you for some comments, so please tell us on that. Can you elaborate a little, please? Organization and intelligence is what Prabhupada said. Please. Tattvaid Prabhu. It's self-evident. Yes. Self-evident. Organization and intelligence, I think. Organization is needed because if you don't have an organization, in an institution, the whole thing falls apart. Because we may have our own separate projects, each one of us, but if it's not linking to ISKCON, it will fall apart. So Prabhupada was very weary because he'd seen the whole Gaudiya mission, how Bhaktisiddhanta's work fell apart because no one formed a governing body commission, which he'd requested them all to do. So Prabhupada's first thing was that let's form the governing body commission. So organization on that level, that there is a hierarchy. So whatever project we have, if it is not linking to the temples that we have, ultimately, what is the use of it? We have to link everyone to the institution in that way. So I'll take this opportunity to thank all of you for being here this morning, and all of you that are doing so much in the preaching of Krishna consciousness according to this verse, and taking it to the next stage. We have so many of you here who are here, Madan Mohan Ji from the Bhakti Vrikshas, which are expanding and expanding. Sundar Govind Prabhu working on a variety of things, from volunteering to the sanghas and so on. Sutapur Prabhu, of course, who heads up so many things within the temple here as well. But every one of you have your part, and ultimately it is really between you and Krishna. We don't need to show everyone else. Krishna ultimately knows what we're doing, and he's the only person who will reciprocate in that way. Of course, we're all part of it, but that principle is there. Sachinandan Maharaj, in a meditation, he said, as he always gives these meditations at the end of his classes, and he said that three meditations, he said, you can have. He said, first of all, you should connect with Krishna on the altar. He said, Krishna is not just standing here, and the temple is not separate from your spiritual life. You have to have a conversation with Krishna. What is that famous book? Conversation with God. So you can have a conversation with Krishna. So connect with Krishna on the altar. It's not that we just come here, we pray and then we leave. It's you can have a relationship with Krishna. Second thing he says is that use our minds to remember Krishna and our voices to sing for Krishna. You don't need a big gathering here. You can come here any time of the day and sing for the deities. The problem is we only want to sing when there's a crowd here. But really, we are singing for the pleasure of the deities, not for the pleasure of everyone else. So you can, you know, the temple is empty and there's hardly anyone here, or there are a few guests. Last night as I was leaving on Friday at 7 o'clock, no one was singing. There was just a tape playing. 200 people were here. There were guests and they were thinking, should someone be singing? we are singing for Krishna. And thirdly, our intention to give pleasure to the deities here, to the Lord. How? By cooperating with others and by giving Krishna to others, which connects us with today's verse again. Three meditations. Connect Krishna on the altar. Use our minds and intelligence to remember him, whether it's reading his instructions, use our voices to sing for him, and finally, give pleasure to him by cooperating with other Vaishnavas and by giving Krishna to others. Gaura Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. Thank you very much. We're not going to take any questions because there is a long day for everyone here. Hare Krishna. Thank you.